Hi, James from Ingvid. My last video should make the blooper reel. Anyway, welcome to Ingvid. What I want to do is teach a lesson on no and not. No and not are very interesting in English because in a lot of cases, in a lot of countries, let me draw something for you. Mr. E will help me. Now, no and not in English, we have this, okay? No and not. What's really funny is, in most countries, no and not is just no. So a lot of students have problems when they use no or not properly. So they won't say, I am not happy. They go, I know happy. Because in their country, they would say no. But in English, we have this split with no and not. What I'm going to do is try and make it easy or easier for you to understand when the split occurs. And just in case you think, you know, it's not helpful. Well, no, it's easy. Even English people have a hard time explaining to each other where you say no or not. We think it's just memorization, when actually there are a few rules that are handy and very, very valid. So why don't we go to the board and take a look? Now I'm going to start off. You know Mr. E, okay? And you also have Syl the snake. What I'm going to do is start off with the no section. Why do we say no? Or when are we allowed to say no? First time, how about this? Would you like some cake? No, I don't want any cake. When somebody asks a yes or no question, you don't say not, you say no. Would you like some cake? You could say yes, obviously. But when we say no, the negative is no, I do not want any cake. Cool? Do, 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 do. All right, let's do the next one. So for yes or no questions. All right, how about the next one? When else do we say no? Now, I'm on purpose writing it so you'll actually pay attention. He had no reason for being late. You cannot say, he has not reason for being late. It doesn't make sense in English. We say no reason. Why? Here's the rule. Before a noun without an article, a reason is a noun. I have a reason. It's also a verb, reasoning, but in this case, it's a noun. Okay? So, he had no reason, the noun, but there's no article. If he had a reason, we couldn't use this. Cool? All right. So if you have a noun without an article, we say no. So he had no reason for being late. Cool? Let's do the third one. Where's my trusty brush? I have no reason for losing it. Okay. So here's a third lesson. A third one, okay? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I like singing.
I like singing in the morning. It's like napalm.
Bad movie reference. Okay, finally. You may know who this guy is. Michael Jordan. One of the greatest basketball players that has ever lived. Well, he's still alive. Okay. Has no worthy opponents. Worthy means worthwhile or of value. No opponents of value. Okay. So he has no worthy opponents. Well, let's look at this. Worthy. Okay. Opponents is the noun. Right? The verb is has. No is our negation or negative. So what's this? Well, this is an adjective. So when you have a noun with an adjective, notice no article, we can say no in front of it. He has no worthy opponents. Not he has not. Right? So he has no worthy opponents. Can be used before a noun with an adjective. There are exceptions, 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 exceptions. All right? Be careful and watch for these four exceptions to this rule, okay? Because these modify or act as adjectives. But you're not allowed to use them with no, okay? So big star, asterisk, okay? We call it asterisk. This one's easy to remember. Any, many, If you've ever watched Sesame Street, it would be like doom 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 many. Ah, doom 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 any. Ah. Okay? You can't use it with many, any, much, or enough. So you say, I do not have enough money. I do not have enough money. You cannot say, I can't even say it. Hold on a second. Let me think. I do not have enough money. Now I sound like a foreign student, okay? But I can't say that in English. So here's a star saying, no, cannot be done with these ones, okay? Those are your exceptions. Should we move on? I think we should. No? I should stay here? Not. This is not something we should do. I should move over here. Here's Sil the Snake, okay? Thanks, Mr. E. Sil the Snake's going to take over, and we're going to work on not. Now you know no, when can we use not? Well, precedes a noun that has an article. Well, what's a noun? Wrong color. Okay. Not. This is not a house. It's not. It's a box. It's a tiny box. You couldn't live in the box. Okay. This is not a house. We have an article. You cannot say, this is no house. You have to say, this is not a house. Okay. What's the next one we have? Before, many, any, or enough. Well, we know we can use. We already said we can't use no, but we can use not. Okay? Okay. Let me get over here and write it so you can see me. We do not have enough time. You can't say we don't have no time. Unless you live in the ghetto, and there's this guy named Antoine who's doing this ghetto video. You know, maybe we'll do one on him. And then you can say, we don't have no time. We do not have enough time because we are educated. Okay, you're educated. So we do not have. So when you have many, any, or enough, right? We do not have enough money. We do not have enough time. We do not have enough energy. I'm speaking very quickly. So you will not have enough time to understand me. But enough, we can use not. Many, any, enough, much. Remember? Sesame Street time. Many, any. All right. Finally, this is something that no cannot do. With no, we didn't even mention it over here. But we will when we do not. Okay? So let's go over here. When you have a verb, it usually tells you about an action. It's telling you the truth about an action that is happening. But sometimes you want to say that's not happening. So we can say this. Okay? I do not like cake. I do not like cake. Either side still works. If you see my belly, I like cake. Anyway, how? Because if you say I do like cake, it's yes, it's positive. By adding the not, we make it negative, especially in cases with auxiliary verbs, we use it a lot, right? So do not like, okay? I do not, modals, could not, right? We use this to make modals and auxiliary verbs and regular verbs negative in sense. So not makes verbs negative. No does not do this, okay? Now here's my pièce de résistance, final thing I want to tell you. Not and no never used in the same sentence. Now, if you remember, I did a sentence earlier and I said, no, I do not like cake. I used a comma to separate the ideas, right? No, I do not like cake, right? Or no, I don't like cake. But it was a comma separating it. But we usually don't put no and not in the same sentence. Why? Why? Because it's a double negative. Double negatives we don't use in sentences. So no, I'm not going to help you today. You can't say that because it means I have to help you do everything. Cool? All right. So thanks, Silly. Okay, doing a pound. Thanks, E. I hope this does not stop you from practicing your English. In fact, I think this is one of the lessons, not the best one, mind you, but no, I think, you know, we've done better, but this is a good one. You will learn from it. And I would like you to learn more from us by going to www.com. ing, as in English, vid, and it's video.com, where you can see me, E, and Sil, and learn more. In fact, I don't think there is not another place where you can learn more. No, I'm sure of it. I'm joking. I'm not that egotistical. Go to the website. See you later. Do the quiz.